Still driving like he stole it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve.
Here's my question. Dr. Tom Borelli here, contributor to Conservative Review, Newsmax TV and elsewhere. He's almost as smart as his wife, Deneen. But he, like I, am smart enough to say, you know what? My wife is better than I am. Right, Tom? I mean, we're smart enough to just say, you know what?
Absolutely. You play the hot hand. Whoever's putting the puck in the net, you play him.
Absolutely. Get in there, honey. Go get him. I'm sorry. Was that misogynist of me to say, hey, honey?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Whatever we say, we're in trouble. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, anyhow. But let me ask you this. Did the Me Too movement die yesterday in Minnesota in the primary? I mean, how is it that Keith Ellison becomes the winner of the Democratic primary to be the top cop in the state of Minnesota, winning the Attorney General's Democratic primary days after? And these are credible allegations. Apparently, the woman was former girlfriend, says that he physically assaulted and abused her over a number of years. Her child, her son, made this public over the weekend. Apparently, he has videotapes of some sort or audio. And so, what happened to the Me Too movement in Minnesota? Does it not apply here? What's going on?
Of course not. There's that huge double standard. If you have to be Republican or conservative, you're under the microscope. If you're on the left, you're a progressive, you're a liberal, you're a socialist, you can basically say and do anything. And again, it goes back to the discussion in the first segment, the media. The media apparently has not been covering this issue like they should. But again, they're trying to protect their own. It's as simple as that. Look, Weinstein, going back almost to the beginning, you know, the Hollywood producer, this was really not new news. A lot of people kind of knew it, but they all kept it hush-hush. You know why? Because people were making money on it. And that goes back to Omarosa, too, and Wolf. There's money in this bashing Trump. There's money in bashing anything Republican. So there are no rules.
All right, fair enough. I want to get your take on something else that is galling, to say the least, because I see people get ridiculous sentences in bails set for fairly minor incidents, as far as I'm concerned. You see, you know, horrendous bails and people held for strange, what you would consider almost petty crimes. Yet in New Mexico, apparently you can run a terrorist training facility for children, not feed them, have a dead child left on the premises, and you can be released on a personal recognizance bond. How is that even possible?
It's shocking. It is absolutely shocking, and it shouldn't be happening. And I just hope more people put a spotlight on that incident, because...
Do they realize there was a dead kid there? At a minimum, you had a failure to report. I mean, there's a dead body on your compound. There's 11 other kids there that are telling you they're being trained to go shoot up schools and banks and elsewhere. And these suspects, these jihadis, are told, hey, you know what? Just come on back. We don't even need any money. It's just a personal reconnaissance. Like, whenever you just come on back. I mean,
well,
what the hell?
Made that decision to judge whoever needs to be impeached. That, you know, needs to be accountability. And talk about a double standard.
But what was the last time you ever heard of a judge being impeached?
I'm not a huge fan of lobbyists that represent international countries. That's not what I really like. But on the other hand, the man did not deserve a no-knock warrant for his home to be invaded in the early morning.
No.
And then be put in solitary confinement, facing hundreds of years for allegedly, possibly, tax evasion.
305.
Another example.
Yeah, 305 years. And you know what his real crime is. His real crime is... Exactly. He worked for Donald Trump. He had no real crime until he worked for Donald Trump, because Paul Manafort would not be sitting in jail now. Paul Manafort would not be on trial now, except that he had the nerve and the gall to work for Donald Trump openly. I mean, that's the bottom line. There's no question about it. But I want to go back to this New Mexico thing. This is gut wrenching. I mean, Tom, if there was a body found in your property, and it was your child or a child, and you have children that are not being fed on your property, they don't say, hey, yeah, just come back in a couple of weeks. We'll have a court date. It doesn't work that way.
Right. And the other issue is, as horrible as that is, it most certainly is horrible, look at the whole terrorism angle. Then they wonder why they get all upset. You know, obviously, when someone shoots up a school, which is obviously outrageous, and despicable. But look, we had something in planning. They only get outraged after the fact, not at the beginning. What happened to see something, say something?
That's racist.
Obviously.
Yeah, that's racist and misogynist. And how dare you? What are you, some sort of a deplorable Trump supporter? What the hell's wrong with you, Borelli?
Many things, Steve. Yeah.
No, what the hell's wrong with you, Borelli? Why would you ask such a question? Racist? You know, and I think that's cute because anybody that's white is a racist by definition in this day and age, according to the left, not according to people that really think. I mean, you go back to Donald Trump's approval ratings today, 50%, and look at his record. If anybody doubts Donald Trump's record at picking winners and losers, look at the people he has endorsed: Kris Kobach, John James. The list goes on. People that he has endorsed win, even in contested Republican primaries, where the Republican favorite, like Tim Pawlenty, got mauled yesterday, an anti-Trump guy. See how that worked out for you? I'll give you the last word, Doctor.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, the problem, again, as we mentioned, is the left-wing media isn't giving Trump any sort of fair hearing. They're afraid that he's disrupting everything that they know and love. But the American people are not stupid. They see what's going on, and that's why we see a lot of the American voters coming out and backing Trump-type candidates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in Vermont, maybe for next time, the first transgender woman, which means man, has been nominated by the Democratic Party to run for governor there, although it's strangely enough, they have a popular Republican governor in the state of Vermont. Dr. Tom Borelli, where can people find out more about what you're doing?
ConservativeReview.com and DeneenBorelli.com.
Well, see the way you get a plug-in for your wife? You are
absolutely
masterful.
Otherwise, I'll be in trouble.
Well, I understand that. And yet, like you say, you put in the player that's hitting the home runs, right?
Absolutely.
Well done, Tom. Good talking to you.
Take care. Thanks a lot.
There you have it. Dr. Tom Borelli, like you said, Conservative Review. He's on Newsmax TV from time to time. Deneen is D-E-N-E-E-N, DeneenBorelli.com. His lovely and talented and very conservative wife. 52 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.
Looking for a new approach for ongoing health issues? Are you sick and tired of being sick? Maybe it's time for a change. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, along with other intravenous vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatments. Obtain a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save with special discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune illness, and much more. Find out more at wyckoffwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
Golf is a great way to connect with nature and give kids in the Lansing School District opportunities to do the same. Join us for the Eversole Classic, Saturday, August 18th at Timber Ridge. You'll fund scholarships that will inspire learners to embrace nature, engage their minds, and learn about responsible stewardship of our planet. Book your foursome or sponsor a hole and help others experience the wonders of nature at the 4th Annual Eversole Classic, August 18th at Timber Ridge.